Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Hump Day Wednesday. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, right here at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for your love and support and for tuning in for this morning or this afternoon or this evening or tonight's broadcast, wherever you are in this beautiful world. Please excuse my voice. I haven't had my cup of coffee. I've eaten a very early breakfast, but I need a cup of coffee. I didn't realize my voice was so raspy this morning, but I have a raspy voice. But most definitely sending love out there are so many things going on, and I'm sure there are some good, there are beautiful things happening, but with all the just sinful and horrific things that are happening, through our media, we can't even celebrate the beautiful things that are happening because it's so important that we reach out and help one another from the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the avalanches, to those of us that are, fighting for equal rights worldwide. You know, it's amazing what is going on worldwide just to have to put our feet down and let it be known, hey, we're not going to be treated this way or whatever, or we demand to be to have equal rights. And that's whomever, wherever you are throughout the world, not just where I am here in the USA, but worldwide. It seems like we might be in different places throughout the world, but we deal with same and similar situations, either good, not so good, or very, 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 very horrific. But I most definitely sending love out to all those that are still in recovery from the hurricanes, Hurricane Harvey, Jose, Maria, those that are, we're all in this together. This is affecting all of us. What's going on with Las Vegas? Sending love out to those that are deceased and their loved ones and families, to those that are injured. Many lives will never be the same. I was watching the story last night on Nightline where this, guy have two bullets lodged in his lower back that doctors tell him that they must remain in his back the remainder of his life. You know, so he must deal with that. Hopefully a miracle will happen where he can get those bullets out, but it will cause more harm to remove those bullets. On Nightline, many of you probably seen that story, stated that it would be best to leave it there. But, as of now, he's still, having difficulty sitting down and all of that. But the stories that have been shared have just been amazing. So about 30 minutes before this broadcast began, as I watch local news and national and international news, they stated that the girlfriend of the shooter have arrived back on U.S. soil. And so also they showed images of, many of you have seen those same images of officials greeting her and immediately getting her, getting her into their custody so they can talk with her. So it remains to be seen, and it remains to be seen. I wonder if she was surprised or not surprised. I just wonder. Because yesterday I was talking with a friend of mine, and she's an educator. Matter of fact, my computer technology teacher at our library at Eudora Welty, and she's over all 15 branches of the library system here in Jackson, Mississippi. She and I were discussing our theories and so on about what happened. Many of us have theories, but the facts are what are important, right? So this is all we know, is that this horrific situation happened in a blink of an eye, and so many lives have been changed, and so many loved ones have been lost, and that is sad. Even the shooter is sad, is gone, where we can't even hear his story, but I'm sure many don't want to hear his story. But my goodness, that is just aggravating. But big shout out to the president and the first lady also for going to Puerto Rico and visiting and seeing firsthand what's actually going on there. I see there are like mixed reviews and mixed feedback throughout the media of what I'm watching and hearing of his visit. He stated that he only received thank yous from everyone during his visit to Puerto Rico. As I listened to the footage of the mayor of Puerto Rico apologized to him and said it's not about politics. And that's right, it's not about politics. It's about people. We all are human, so it's about the people. So as I was watching Morning Joe, I had my volume turned down on my television as I broadcasted some podcasts. And that was the topic right before I came on air. And it's not about politics. It's about people because lives are being lost. People are in need. I had just seen a story where a woman says she's, utilizing water that she knows is unhealthy. But that's all she has. She knows it's unhealthy. It's not right. But that's all she has. And, but just prayerfully and hopefully the assistance that is needed will get to the people that need it. And hopefully those that are in business can get their stores and businesses where they can operate their business and help people. Because I've seen, like, store owners that, they need to get their stores cleaned up so they can get the products that their customers need, from the basics and essentials to, to everything. They need to hurry up and get back to business. And that it's important for all of us to do our part. If it's just, doing what I'm doing, spreading the word throughout social media and your podcast, putting together fundraisers, either, online, like GoFundMe, or actually having hands-on fundraisers. And speaking of on-hands fundraisers, big shout-out to, I talk about one of my favorite guys, James Franco. James Franco and friends are organizing a fundraiser this evening in New York. Go to MariaFund.org, and it's Puerto Rico Relief. So go to MariaFund.org, those of us that cannot attend the fundraiser in New York. Go to James, fans and friends. Franco Love on Instagram. James Friend is curator at the Martin Museum of Art right in New York. You can go to his page also, and Claus is the curator. You can go to his page and get a wealth of information regarding the fundraiser. But I know Franco's Lover, that's a Instagram profile that's dedicated to the work of James Franco. And you can get information via video. Also, if you're a member of the James Franco project that I created out of the exclusive Facebook closed group, it was shared inside. That's where I first seen James' video regarding support for this event. Because it would be from 6 to 8, I know, this evening. So check out the video where James provide all the information regarding this Puerto Rico relief fundraiser. So if you're a member, you definitely need to join the James Franco Project. If you're a big supporter and lover and, work in the business, you can be a fan or actually work in the business. The Facebook closed group consists of from students, those that work with him, to fans, different people from all around the world that support his work in as an educator, as an artist, as a poet, you know, as a son, not just him, his family and friends also. We talk about everybody that's in connection with James Franco, and most definitely his art and his career and movies and writings and so on. But definitely when charitable events come up and his philanthropy side, because he's a big giver. A lot of people might not realize that he really helped a lot of people and cared about people of all ages being educated and knowing what's going on. And regardless of their political affiliations and so on, you know, he's them on the pub. And we managed to develop a pretty cool online friendship. We'd have met in person, so online friendship throughout the years. So it's all about who cares about humans. We're all in this together, regardless of our sexuality, regardless of who we are, what socioeconomic background, where we were born or how we were raised. We are humans, and we should care about all living, right? Animals and pets and all. So definitely reach out. Spread the word if you can financially donate to Maria Fund, or like me, if you're not in New York, but if you're in the New York area, I don't have the information like right in front of me regarding all of that. That's why I'm telling you to go to those different pages and sites. And I could say, but I don't want to give out the wrong information, so I won't, because that's bad when someone tells you, yeah, go there, and actually somewhere else. But you visit Maria Fund, come inside the closed group, connect with Franco Lover on Instagram, and call the Martin Museum of Art right in New York. Connect with him, and he has like a wealth of information regarding the fundraising efforts and the event that's going on tonight. And but definitely always go to American Red Cross, Salvation Army. That's to help any of these situations that are happening that that has just been terrifying for all of us, and from the hurricanes to earthquakes to and now I'm getting like so many invites on Facebook regarding fundraisers for Las Vegas, and I know Las Vegas one GoFundMe or one fundraiser already raised like $2 million in Las Vegas to help aid the families and loved ones and those affected by this Las Vegas shooting that happened. So I know many of us want closure on this situation and really find out what happened, what made this guy snap. You know, they say it was premeditated, but then at the same time, it was like a premeditated snap, right? It's like he planned it, but then he just snapped. So we would love to have everyone. Oh, my goodness, if we could go back in time, right? And one thing that my friend, Laura Jane, my computer teacher and I were talking about, there's the natural disasters, and then there's the violence. There's the man-made situation that causes heartache. It's just crazy. I didn't get a chance to see the monologue last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live, but the night before, he really provides some awesome monologues. And the monologue that he shared the other night was just, wow. It was just so open and honest, and I know so many agree with the things that he said. So if you didn't see that monologue, and I actually seen it, but I seen yesterday where there were a lot of stories, even other networks were reporting. I've seen one story on CBS about Jimmy Kimmel's monologue, and you know he's televised and aired on ABC, but crazy. And Hugh Hefner, not long before coming on air, I hear that the autopsy report states that he really didn't just die from natural causes. He had like an acute form of E. coli. That, you know, antibiotics and other things and whatever medicines they had provided him with were ineffective. So, wow. That is sad to hear also. You know, I mean, even though he lived a long life, I mean, for some reason, when I heard that he had passed away, I felt like, wow. You know, I'm like, wow. Still seemed like it was too soon. So an acute form of E. coli was the culprit. And in Hugh Hefner's recent death, then there's Tom Petty, another favorite, sending much love out to those, to fellow fans and lovers of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers music. Definitely one of my faves. And, you know, he came out around the same time Prince did when I was a little girl, and pretty much, you know, I guess he and Prince are jamming together, and many of the other guys are jamming together in heaven. Remember when a group of them just got together, pulled out their guitars, and jammed during the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony when Prince was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I know I'm getting tongue-tied. I'm getting emotional, I guess. But that's just amazing. And I often share that video when Tom Petty and Prince and so many others came together and just rocked it out when Prince was inducted. So I'll be sharing that video again real soon. It was just amazing. But then Tom Petty was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, well, 2 years before Prince, 2002. Prince was inducted 2004. So Tom Petty, Monty Hall, another individual that we've lost. So a lot of greats, a lot of Hollywood greats that have left us in just this recent week. But then also there have been I've seen another story about O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson, pictures of he and his daughter Arlene. He's been golfing and learning how to operate his new iPhone. So before he went to the big house, iPhones weren't even on the market yet. So now we're on like the iPhone 8, and so he's learning how to operate his iPhone. And there's pictures out there for those of you that maybe haven't seen those pictures of him learning how to utilize his iPhone. I had my screen up. It just blinked off. And usually I have my bullet points right in front of me, and I don't have my bullet points in front of me, which it might be obvious. But my raspy voice really didn't know how to deal with it. Because my throat is kind of sore. One reason why it's raspy. But I don't see what we have in the call. But just for the future, keep the call-in number locked in your phone at 646-787-1578. Keep the guest call-in number for future references. Keep that number close at hand because you never know when you would like to call in also. And so we do have a full schedule for the month of October. My apologies for not broadcasting on yesterday. As you know, I'm a co-caregiver with my sister. And so had many things to do, and I didn't get a chance to do the morning show and then didn't get a chance to do the evening show. So I just didn't reschedule again. But I know I have a month full of shows scheduled, and even some spontaneous just live shows will be broadcast also. And definitely working on the music for the playlist. So thank you for those that have been providing me with information as we reinvent Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here on blogtalkradio.com. Remember, thank you also for reaching out to me at my email at cultureshockinc_beth@yahoo.com. cultureshockinc_beth@yahoo.com. Repeat, Culture Shock Inc. cultureshockinc_beth@yahoo.com. and also reaching out at, on, from Twitter at Beth Williams, B-T-H-W-M-S, and Cupshot Inc. Thank you, thank you. Love networking with my friends throughout social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, amazing business professionals on LinkedIn. And I have my LinkedIn info on my Twitter and all my other pages on Instagram, Beth Entrepreneur. I have some amazing social media friends, and many of you will definitely be getting invites to come on the show and be a guest, and I have invited some of you already. It's amazing companies, amazing new apparel lines, amazing food product companies, entrepreneurs and business owners and managers and the home business owners, those that work from home. Some amazing things are happening. Definitely, definitely would love to have you on the show. And those of you that work effortless within the community, and definitely do not hesitate to let me know if you would like to be a guest to share your commitment and your passion projects and those causes and events that are very important to your heart. Do not hesitate to let me know when you would like to come on and share information and educate us, and those that would like to be guest co-hosts also. On Friday, we'll be talking sports. And there's a lot of sports-related topics to talk about, from what's going on with the NFL, you know, baseball, the football season, the NFL football season, college season is on a roll, basketball season, many other sports, because, you know, we talk about tennis, we talk about golf, boxing. I would love to have one of my friends that I grew up with, Money Power the Third. I would love to have him getting his son on. His son is like an awesome boxer, really making a name for himself in the boxing world, and he's been doing it, and I've so on. But it's almost time to conclude the show. This show was pretty much entitled Hot Topics, you know, a Wednesday day to talk about important topics. But remember, check out American Red Cross, Salvation Army, United Way. And also go to the Better Business Bureau if you're not sure about certain things that you should support. Also, your local media, because local media and national media and international media provide us also with good information and tips on which charitable organizations, if they're not the main top ones, are legit or not. But definitely, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. There is a broadcast scheduled for tomorrow morning, so thank you. Thank you for your love and prayers for myself and loved ones and peers. Big shout out to everyone that I work with and volunteer with Crossroads Film Festival. Definitely visit crossroadsfilmfestival.com for information and sign up for updates. This past Saturday was the deadline for independent filmmakers to submit their films, but it's not too late. Those that have original videos, not too late for you to submit your video to be presented within the Mississippi Music Video Showcase. The deadline for that is December 15th this year, 2017. The Crossroads Film Festival is scheduled for April 12th through the 15th. We also have before the Crossroads Film Festival, we have the Oxford Film Festival that will be coming up in February. So a big shout out to Melanie Addison also, the head of Oxford Film Festival. Big shout out to Michelle Baker and Robbie Fisher also, the heads of Crossroads Film Festival. So definitely, definitely check out both of those film festivals, Archer Film Festival and Crossroads Film Festival, okay? Sign up if you want to volunteer, be a member, be a part of some of the committees, or be a sponsor. Sponsor some of the events and some of the blocks and events that we have on schedule. It would be amazing if you're interested in coming to be a part of the event. Don't hesitate to let us know. But again, much love, and thank you so much for your support. Thank you for, again, praying for me and supporting me and sending love to me and my pets, and I had my little dog, BJ, and so on, but we have, like, family of pets, and my sister has birds and so on and fish. Thank you. Thank you for check those of you that I talk with in person and privately and publicly. Thank you for the love, and thank you for appreciating the love that I send to you also. And also check out Meet Adonis. You know, that's my friend and one of the LaBear guys. Big shout out to all my friends and the guys of LaBear Dallas. They're just awesome guys that I've networked with for so many years. The other day, Ace Boogie shared that it's been 5 years since one of their premier dancers was gunned down. 5 years. Cannot believe that. Angel. I never got a chance to meet him in person. But LaBear's has been around since the 70s in Dallas. A big shout-out. But remember to support Meet Adonis' vlog. And, you know, he is a native of Ponce, Puerto Rico. He goes back and forth, you know, Dallas to Ponce. And so he has a fundraising effort going on also to help rebuild his community also. So definitely connect with him. And I keep you all updated regarding fundraisers that my friends and I will be a part of too. But definitely sending much love to you. Thank you. Mother has an appointment, so definitely keep my mother in your prayers today. Thank you for keeping me and my life and my health in your prayers also. And this is not a hobby. This is a business. And thank you. I wish I did have time to really reach out and do a lot of hobbies. It's a business of caring, right? Most definitely. So thank you so much, and God bless you. And until next time, I send you hugs and kisses. God bless. Love you.